look at this. We're behind schedule, aren't we? Aren't we a little bit late?
Just a little bit.
That means the show's going fantastically. Yes. Swimmingly. The Shadow, though, you got to give him credit. He's trying. And Gwen mainly has been hassling him about his wardrobe, about his going out to grown-up places wearing children's clothes. And he came in this morning wearing a button-up shirt.
Much better right now than he did the night that we went out.
Did he tell you guys the explanation for why he's dressed better?
He's going through the old stuff in his closet?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And, he wants approval from everybody here if he should keep it or get rid of it.
Everybody here?
Mainly you.
Okay. Well, now he's making sense. I thought he was crazy then for a second. All right. So he came around. He's got his cool little striped button-up shirt, his jeans and his shirt tail out, and old beat-up tennis shoes. Well, so, it's, just got to...
Work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, trying to get him to dress like a grown-up. Be all right.
I didn't even realize it, but Mandon is one step closer than I thought earlier today than looking like Pete, because they have similar shirts on today as well.
Yeah, Gwen thinks, Mandon, that you have taken the Breeze Cat's place in the Pete lookalike
competition. Really? Now that your hair is a little bit longer and you're wearing it the exact same way as Yankee Peter?
I've had that said before about me.
Really?
Yeah. When I first started interning, one of the teachers at the school I went to said, "You've always reminded me a lot of Pete." I said, "Oh,
wow!
All right,
isn't that
that's
nice?
Cool.
Isn't that nice?
I don't mind it.
I mean, it's nothing to be bothered by. I just, as your hair is getting longer, when you were in the back office this morning, there's a glass window where we can see into that room, and I was really thinking that you were starting to look like him.
In other words, you're really starting to look like someone that Breeze Cat wants to kill, because you're trying to take his Pete place."
Not kill, maybe hurt.
Yeah.
Might be unable to show up for work for a few days.
What are you thinking, man? And you could take Breeze pretty easily.
What, me and Breeze went at it?
Yeah, Breeze, we were at lunch with some of the staff of the Grin Kids the other day after we got finished with the children's tours in the parks. And Bree started talking about this guy that he couldn't stand. And, he started getting all
kind of frustrated by the crowd.
Yeah.
He just walked up and that person cut in line and this and that. And the crowds, it was Breeze's first time on the trip. The crowds were pretty light as compared to previous Green Kids trips.
Yeah.
Down economy turns out to be great for us.
What?
But little buddy was getting sort of frustrated.
And so he started talking all tough and everything. And before he even got it out of his mouth completely, Rick, our web guy, goes, "He would whip your..." And this started, it wasn't even smiling.
Like, no, he's like,
"Don't even act like you would be tough on that guy."
I know you're not about to think that you could...
I bet he's got 100 pounds on you, Breeze. Easy.
Oh, easy.
100 pounds, easy. All right. So here is the...
And Rick, who is probably up listening right now.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Rick, Breeze, I think right now, wants to whip your... And there's no chance that would ever happen.
No.
With the flick of a finger... Breeze would be out from...
But they joke at each other like that all the time.
Rick's big teddy bear.
Yeah. And don't you say that he's too old to be fighting you and all that stuff? And yeah, they have a camaraderie there.
It could be frail.
You just can't tell that Rick's playing.